Okay, good morning. We are in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Hilchos of business and transactions, purchasing. Tav Kuf Lametet, and this year's sponsor, Le'ilei Nishmas, Reb Moshe Chaim ben Reb Shimon. So, thanks to Reb Gershon, he brought in the example of buying toys. It's very common to buy toys on Chol HaMoed for the Afikomen, after the first night of Pesach. So, this is, as long as it's a Tzorach HaMoed, no questions, should be 100% mutter. Just want to explain a bit better the difference between Si'if, Dalet, and Hey that we left off with. We saw in Dalet that in general it's Aser, unless you're going to make a good profit and you want to use some of it on Yom Tov. And then Hey, it just seemed to be like 100% mutter. So the main difference is in Hey, it's something that comes up rarely, and you're not expecting to be able to make profit if you wait a week. But in Dalet, alright, you'll probably still be able to make more or less the same profit, or a similar profit, or still be able to make a profit. The deals will still be around. Maybe not as perfect, or as easy, but they're still around. So that's the main difference. And so what happens about you're a trader, you're an agent, and you want to sell things between people, you're a middleman, whatever it is. So thanks for Reuven pointing that out. So anything that seems that's automated, you set it up, it's online, you did it before Yontiv, that should not be any problem. If it's done, if you have to actually make a phone call and make any kind of deal yourself, any kind of tircha, any kind of a business deal, so we learned, if you're going to make a big profit and you spend something extra for Yom Tov, the general minhag is to be meiko, and that's okay. Davar ha'aved is going to be mutter. But in a case where you don't own the item, and if you don't do the deal now, you're going to lose out. You won't have that deal, right? Let's say you know about someone wants to sell, 10,000 pieces of this item, and you have a buyer, you have a seller, you can make the shidduch, and then you make a profit. But otherwise, probably some other agent is gonna make the shidduch, and that item won't be around afterwards. So there's definitely some room to be meiko, because that can be considered a davar ha'aved. But I would basically say, if you're gonna make a big profit, so you have two reasons why it's mutter. Either because you're going to make a big profit and just spend something for Yom Tov, or that case is probably considered Davar HaAved. And if it's, you're going to make a very small profit, so I would just say, why do you want to work on Yom Tov when we're not supposed to be working on Yom Tov, we're supposed to be learning, spending time with our families. Why would you want to, for a small little profit, to be doing such a thing? But, okay. That's to cover that. Shopping. Can you shop for, let's say, as an activity? Can you go to the store? You want to buy, it's fun. I want to go buy a dress.
Retail therapy.
Whatever you want to call it. I'm sure there's a few different names too. Very good.
That's actually a good one.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Okay. So I asked three Rabbanim. I mean, it doesn't seem very mutter, because that's exactly what Chazal goes there. Even if it's more convenient for you, more fun for you, that's one of the, could be a malacha, not be a malacha, but that's one of the things that there goes there. So, anyways, for example, I spoke to Rabbi Kornfeld, Rabbi David, and Rabbi Davidovich, and they all said for sure it would be Aser. Although some people are Mekel, there's no real,
Rabbi Tauber from
LA, probably most, if not all, Rabbanim would say that. Unless, of course, you have a situation where it's on sale, you can come into Davar HaAved, you're traveling and you're not going to be here after the Moed. That's another reason, because it's like the Yerid that's leaving or you're leaving. That also could be considered Davar HaAved. So there are definitely some ways when it's mutter. We'll get into a couple more interesting cases after we finish the end of the morning. Because we're going to help when you see a little bit more inside. It'll bring things up a little bit more. Okay, Vav. Metzia, asur litroch, litroach ulachapes aleha. If you find some free merchandise, and you want to take it. Kegon, you have a nahar sheheitzif dagim al sfato. Like you walk by the river and you notice, wow, look at all the fish. I don't know that got swept off onto the shore, and now you can they're fresh. They just got swept off and are onto the shore. And now you can take them. Asur leosfam, it's asur to gather them. Kedei lekovsham, in order now you're going to start pickling them so you can save them or maybe freeze them. Elim kein yu reuim lechol mehem ba moed. This you're only allowed to do if you're going to use it during Chol HaMoed. Now, so we know if Letzorach HaMoed, that's going to be a mutter. And Poskim say it's not exactly the same as Revach, a big Revach, and Davar HaAved. Because in all the cases we spoke about before when we were a more Mekel, that's your normal livelihood. You're a trader, whatever, you have a store. When that's your business, then that's your livelihood. You need that to live, and it's not a big tircha, so we allow it for little revach cases in davar ha'aved. But in something when it's pure, just, you know, mina shamayim, it looks like it's your lucky day, so then, and there's pure revach, it's not your livelihood, so then that's, it's not a deal that you're getting for work. So in those cases, the halacha is to be machmer. Okay, right. Just also cases of davar ha'aved, just to make sure. We might see a couple cases, but just to bring it together, we're gonna see this in a moment. Losing customers, and them now they can't come to you. They're gonna have to go to your competitor, and once they're at your competitor, well, it's normal for them to stay. So you're gonna be losing them forever. So that's called davar ha'aved. So that is a major legitimate heter to have your business open. Preferably Betzina, preferably just take the phone calls so you don't miss this customer. But losing customers is a major legit heter. You losing a job. You're the employee. If you tell your boss you're not going to work, it's Chol HaMoed, I'm taking off for the week. I know I was in dental school. They can just fail you for that semester. So, you know, losing your job, losing all your credits for missing a few days, that's also fisher mutter. That's a huge davar ha'aved. Sometimes you have to pay your employees. You can't just not pay them for a week and a half, or a week. And now you're gonna have to pay them salary. That's also davar ha'aved. So that, it depends on the case, but that very well could be mutter. Sometimes rent. You can't afford to pay rent if you have zero income for a third of the month. That also could be an issue. Alright, or you only have, this is your time to sell. You're in a specific business and you only have, you know, let's say 1 week to sell. Otherwise the items are gonna, the shoppers aren't gonna be around, or the merchandise won't be worth anything. So again, obvious cases of davar ha'aved. Okay, Zayin. Hamalved chaveru al chefetz o al schora al tanai. She'im lo yifralo lesof shemona yamim ye kanuilo. So you wanna lend something out. Now, what we mentioned before that was mutter with halva, collecting loans, we pointed out that's 100% mutter. Initiating loans lachatchila, that's also a problem of schora, but collecting loans, that's what was 100% mutter. So now you want to lend to somebody money.
You're willing to lend to somebody money on condition he gives you a pikadon.
Right. He gives you a pikadon. And then, if he doesn't pay you back on time, this actual case is, I believe you did, I mean, it depends what your case is, but here I believe you did your loan before Yom Tov, and now the payment time is, you all have to pay back the loan during Chol HaMoed. And if you don't pay back, the case is 8 days, but it doesn't matter, the loan ends during Chol HaMoed. So it could be either way.
If you loaned it before Chol HaMoed, then...
No, it depends.
You failed to pay the loan on much money, right? If you get some more problematic, you loan it on Chol HaMoed.
Here. So the real case is, you did the... It could be either way. This case, pretty sure, the malva was done before Yom Tov. And now, the time to pay up is on Chol HaMoed. And you told the guy, so therefore, the loan situation right now, there's no problem. During Chol HaMoed, he has to pay you. He doesn't pay you, the mashkon is yours. That's the deal. It becomes yours during Chol HaMoed. One second. This is the opposite. After HaMoed. And therefore, be a problem. Okay, so you're saying the Moed is during Chol HaMoed? Fine. All right, we'll take it. Okay, fine. We'll take it. Anyways, well, I'll just finish saying that one case anyway. If you did the Mahava before, even though that's not this case, fine. Even though the Mahava was done before, and now during the 8 days it becomes yours, so that is a problem. Because you're making, fine, because you're making the Mekach U'Memkar during Chol HaMoed, but that's, never mind. Right. So that's a question because of the, you might, depends if you lose your, you lose it. Fine. The case over here, sorry, is you lent it on during the Moed itself, Bedera, you did the Halva during the Moed, Bedera Cheter, and now you say it's going to be the you took a Pikadon on Chol HaMoed, and then it'll become yours after Chol HaMoed, after 8 days, so therefore it's for sure after Chol HaMoed. Right? No Chol HaMoed is longer than 8 days. So then, now it's going to be yours after Chol HaMoed. So then, is that mutter or aser? So yesh matirin. Some say it's 100% mutter. Is at the time of the halva it was. So it happens to be it is a machlok rishonim if you're allowed to do a halva on Chol HaMoed itself. We generally say it's aser to do initiate a halva. But it is a machloket. So we'll leave that part as a machloket.
I assume unless it's for...
You'll even see from the words of the Shulchan Aruch. And generally, to do a halva, l'maisa we hold as aser. Even according to the Shulchan Aruch. And so fine. The halva during Chol HaMoed is aser unless it's done b'derech heter, which will come up with a case, such as davar ha'aved, whatever the case is. We'll come up with one shortly. So then, now, if that was mutter, so that was mutter. And now, it's becoming your object only, it wasn't done on Mefreya, it's becoming your object after 8 days. So then, technically, it should be no problem. Right? If you hold, you're allowed to do Hava, or it's in a case where you're allowed to do Hava during Yom Tov, and it's only Chal after Yom Tov, you did nothing wrong. That's the Yesh Matirim. However, Yesh Osrim. The second opinion says it's Aser. We'll assume you did the halvad b'derech heter, even though we hold it's aser. Then, in general, but now, what about, so then if the halva was mutter, what should be the problem to take a pikadon when it's going to be chal 8 days later? So technically, there is no problem. But the Rishonim say, this Yesh Osrim say it's aser. Why? It's basically a gzera, a takana. Because then what will happen? Every single person will buy whatever they want on every Chol HaMoed, and they'll just say, don't worry, I'm taking it now, and it'll become yours. Right now I'm borrowing it, and it'll become yours after Chol HaMoed. They'll turn the whole thing into a joke, into a harama. So therefore, it becomes aser. Sorry for the confusion. And Lamaisa, we always say, yesh v'yesh, halacha kebasra. That's the general rule. So the Kaf HaChaim says that. That's very much more clear for Sfardim. We always go like the second opinion, and we have two opinions, so he points out that means, if it's real, bishat adchak, hefsid maruba, you could be mekel. The Mishnah Berurah's wording is a little bit different, like generally the Poskei Ashkenaz, that we usually follow the second opinion, but they're more independent thinking, a little bit less into whatever the Shulchan Aruch says. But Lamaisa says the same thing, you should be machmer, yesh osrim, and that's the halacha, unless you need to. And don't make such a big deal. If you see your neighbor being Mako, he has what to rely on. Okay. Sorry, it took longer than it should. Chet. Ovei kochavim mazalot shepar leYisrael yain b'cholo. Mutar lekal imenu dekamatzil miyado dami. Now, you take from a non-Jew. And he has to, you lend him money, or you lend him something, and he owes you now. You're allowed to take from him the merchandise, or money, whatever it is, the yayin, whatever it is, whatever he owes you. Because if you don't take it now, you don't know if you're ever going to get a chance to take it again. Like right now, he's offering it to you, you should take it because you don't know if he'll give it to you.
He opened the barrel and made it yayin samyena? Is that the point?
I think the part really adds multi layers of complexities here.
So the halakha here is davar ha'aved. Whatever the case of davar ha'aved is, it's mutter. To prevent him to make an yayin asach, but you don't even need to go that far. You just, anytime you have a legit worry that he might not pay you. Now, lamaisa nowadays, we're generally, most of us have that worry on everybody. And that's just the mitzvah, and that's the minhag. But, that's true. I also heard that from Rabbi...
I'm laughing at the truth.
I also heard that from Rabbi Berkowitz. What's it called? Yeah, and especially in those days for Goyim. That's when you really had the bigger worry. Or they didn't want to say that about Jews, so they just worded it this way. Right, for not being to be... Right, so
even though you cannot drink it yourself during Chol HaMoed, it's something that you could sell.
Ted, if a person wants to buy wine during the harvest season when it's good, for the wine for the whole year. But if you wait till after Amoy, you won't find for now the same price, the same item. So it's a davar ha'aved hu mutar liknot takin achaviot lezaftan. So you're allowed to buy it, and once you're allowed to buy it, you're even allowed to do malachos gemuros of building barrels or fixing your barrels or smearing them with tar, whatever you need to do for your barrels. As long as you don't have kavana to finish, as long as this wasn't your kavana lechatchila to save and wait to buy it and to build your barrels during Chol HaMoed. But you can't buy more than you need to drink for during the year, because that's all you need. If it's just to make business, so the following halacha gets a little fuzzy, and we'll just leave it a little fuzzy, because generally speaking, if it's just to buy extra merchandise, extra wine to sell for throughout the year, one is not allowed to. You have to, but let me just finish reading the Haggah. V'im hu davar she'eino matzeh echar kach leharviach bo matzeh. But if you can't, you won't be able to sell it at all after Yom Tov, then it'll be called davar aved and you won't be able to. So this is like preempting revach to make profit for later. So one, it's a little fuzzy. Perhaps one mahalach is for a small profit. This is kind of like what the Mishnah Berurah writes. If it's for a small profit, then we would say it's aser to buy it during Chol HaMoed. Wait till afterwards, it'll be available afterwards. But if there's going to be a big profit loss, so then we say, okay, that's part of Revach, just go ahead and buy it, use a little bit, drink a little bit now if you can. And also, if afterwards, yeah, it'll be around, but the price is going to go up so much, you won't be able to compete. And then you basically won't be able to sell it at all, basically. So then, of course, that's for sure davar ha'aved. Okay, I think that covers that. Okay, good. Mochri tavlin al yarek v'chol davar sheinu mischayim potchin u'mochrim k'darkim v'ferhesya. Now, people want to sell spices or vegetables, things that don't last. So then you're allowed to open up and sell, even in public. Because it's things that won't last. Because everyone knows it's a tzarach ha'moed. Let me read the beginning of Yud Aleph.
That's already every makolet.
So we'll here. I'll just say it. The minhag and the halacha is every makolet store is allowed to be open. Also, Dirshu mentions it. I think B'shem Rav Yashiv and I think B'shem Rav Shlomo Zalman. Those are a couple of his. I mean, Dirshu usually just quotes the same few. And they say the makolah is allowed to sell anything. You don't have to like start, you know, boarding up sections that are not necessarily. Once it's open, it's mutter to sell. Mutter to sell. And once it's mutter to sell for Jews, you're allowed to sell to non-Jews, etc. Read the beginning of Yud Aleph. Mochrei perot ksus v'kelim mochrei mitzina letzarach ha'moed. Now, things that people would assume are for after the moed, like, so he writes certain types of dishes, bedding, I don't know, those type of things that people normally have, or even some fruit, I don't know, or dishes. So then, right. So then,
right. Like grain that doesn't spoil.
So all these things that people are going to assume it's a tzorach hamoed, so then these things you should only sell betzina. And I haven't seen much on it, but I'm assuming that we're a little bit makel on this one, because now we assume everything is a tzorach hamoed, or no, you wouldn't buy, you wouldn't sell.
It's not,
so that's the chashash.
It's only that the tzorach hamoed
could be, but
it's not obvious that it's tzorach hamoed.
Okay.
It could be, but not necessarily.
So, but you know, toy stores and other stores, clothing stores, they're not, they're, if they're open, they're open. I don't know. But, okay. We'll leave it as a question for right now.
Yeah, the toys are never open for children, so it's a bad
idea. Right. And nowadays, people assume they're doing it letzara chamoy, so I don't know if the it has to be the same mitzias. It's all based on chashad. But the only problem, the only difference is chashad. So if there is no chashad nowadays, it wouldn't be an issue. So let me just... Ketzad, imaytachanu petucha lezavit. So if the store is open on the corner, ala mavoy, or a main mavoy mafulash, or just a main... no, so this is not mavoy mafulash, where it's like not a common place where people go. So then, or a person's house... Then you're allowed to open like normal. But if it's a mavay mafulash, whatever that is nowadays, but it's basically an open street. So you have to have one door a little bit open, one door closed. In other words, not so obvious. The erev yom tov. Okay, this is more interesting. The erev yom tov. Acharon shalchag sukkas motziu me'atir teshuk leperos b'shvil kavod yom tov. So the question is, can you buy on Chol HaMoed for Yom Tov? So it makes no difference which holiday. Just Sukkot is the one that they used to get. They used to buy extra fruit that was considered to be, assumed to be for, in those days at least, to be for after the Moed. And so therefore the question is, are you allowed to do it for then? Anyway, so Lamaisa, you're allowed to. And Yom Tov is included. The poskim all point out, or I don't know, not all, but... Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa points out that even, let's say you have a Yom Tov, well, first of all, you'll have to do everything for the second day Yom Tov as well. Here, let me read that. Umutra liknol letzorach Yom Tov sheni shel Yom Tov achron. Even the second day. We don't say, oh, the second day, you know, is a suffix, maybe it's not really a Yom Tov. Once we establish it as Motov, Yom Tov, we're allowed to do it. A lashon in the tour is delo yezal zulubo. Because then you might be mezalzel and treat it like a regular day of Yom Tov. If you pretend it's chol and don't buy and prepare for it, it's a problem. Also, Lamaisa Shmur Shabbos says, for let's say you have Shabbos after Yom Tov. We learned you're not allowed to prepare for Chol HaMoed for after Yom Tov. What about Shabbos? So number one, he says for sure you're allowed to, even allowed to make an erev tefshilin and cook on Yom Tov. For Shabbos that comes right afterwards, so he says kol shekein you're allowed to buy. What happens if you have only one extra day in between? Let's say Friday, can you buy during Chol HaMoed so you'll have food for Shabbos, or even Thursday? So the poskim say it's okay, either because it's achila. There's a few reasons that are given, either because of where I put it. There's the concept of letzorach mitzvah. Anything, this is an important principle, anything that's letzorach mitzvah, that's melechet hedyot, you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed for after Chol HaMoed. That's from the Machs de Shekel. The Pischei Tshuva brings it down. It's also in Shemir Shabbos. And another sefara where you're allowed to prepare on Chol HaMoed for afterwards is hoel miklai orchim. You can overbuy and just say, well, maybe orchim are going to come. Or a little bit like hoil and mitoch, and that's also brought down in there, so that there's no problem against food. In general, you can buy anytime you're allowed to buy. You're allowed to buy as much as you need. is long, for Chol HaMoed, and you don't have to worry about, well, I have to make sure I'm going to finish it on Yom Tov and not have any extra. No, you don't have to be crazy like that. You can do whatever you need. By the way, I just want to shout out to Rosh Shlomo Conway, who listens to our shir. I think the sefer he referenced was Chol HaMoed Kel Hilchasa. And so he pointed out, what about buying extra stuff? Can you buy extra? So food, okay, so let's, outside of food, for sure. So the poskim point out, who I've seen write about it, you're not allowed to buy any extra, but in the Bera Moshe, in Shemir Shabbos Kil Chasa, a couple of places, they mention the halacha of Marba B'Shi'urim doesn't apply in Chol HaMoed, it also doesn't apply on Yom Tov, only on Shabbos. So there's not a problem if you're going to buy one sack of flour or whatever it is. You don't have to keep it to a minimum. You sell a package. It comes with a lot of stuff inside. It's one big package, even though there's, you know, you can have 10 paper towels in one pack. All these cases of what might be marbe b'shiurim is not a problem. And they say even you're allowed to cook. Let's say you make a big pot. Bechavana, you're allowed to cook extra in your pot, knowing it's going to give you extra for a chol, not even just for Shabbos. But to buy, and if it's going to be, you're going to sell, you buy more, you get better pricing. These are all real heterim. But to buy, you want to buy one shirt, to buy an extra shirt, that would be aser. That's not called marva v'shiurim. I think that pretty much
might be really difficult to get that story again.
If there's davar ave, there's davar ave. But otherwise, and then certainly you're allowed to buy a bigger bowl. You only need a small bowl for Chol HaMoed, but now you want to get a bigger one to have. You might as well just buy whatever you want. You can buy a bus ticket with as many tokens on there or whatever as possible, v'chule. So that pretty much takes us for most of... Okay, we're done.